guys, I love y'all so much, and I hope that today's message encourages you. Be sure and like and subscribe if you are tuning in on YouTube. Comment down below what you learned in today's message and what other topics you'd like to hear talked about moving forward. And if you're tuning in via Apple or Spotify, be sure and download, rate, review. We love reading your reviews, and it actually helps us as we prepare for messages to come. And make sure to turn on your push notification so that you can know whenever episodes come out, as we have new episodes every single Wednesday. Guys, I love y'all, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hey there, Emma Mae McDaniel here. This podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. What's up, everybody? I am so thankful that you're here. Welcome to the Have You Heard podcast. I am your host, so honored to be your host, Emma Mae McDaniel. And friends, last week we started our series on the message behind the merch, the heart behind the designs. And so last week we talked about the Friend of God sweatshirt, why we chose Friend of God as that statement. And we went to scripture to talk about it. So if you have not heard that, be sure and go back and check it out. And today we are talking about the smiley face hat. And I'm so excited because, yes, we're going to go to scripture and simply talk about the power of a smile in our message today. So friends, grab your headphones and let's get into the word. The smiley face hat. This is so happy. It makes me so happy. I love the colors. It's so comfy. It's like this polyester foam hat. And it truly like makes me so happy just to look at it. But also something that I think of whenever I see this smile, or when I see anybody smile, I see encouragement. And I'm sure that y'all get what I mean. Like if you're just walking down the sidewalk, walking around your campus at school, or walking through the grocery store, whatever, like, and you walk by somebody and they share a smile with you, it just lifts your spirits, doesn't it? It's just refreshing. And so not only when I see a smile, I see an encouragement, but I also see boldness. It takes a lot of courage, I think, sometimes to simply share a smile with somebody. But I think that there's something so powerful in that, because Jesus says in Matthew 5 to let your light so shine before all people, so they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And as we are the light of the world, we are a city built on a hill that cannot be hidden. So if you like picture this visual of a lamp being in a home, you don't put a bowl over the lamp. You put the lamp on a stand so that it can bring light to the entire house. And in the same way, our lives are to represent that kind of boldness. We have not been given a spirit of fear or timidity, but rather a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And so when I know that that's a lot, but I think that's a lot expressed in the simplicity of a smile. Because sometimes I think with an opportunity just to encourage somebody through our smile, we neglect that opportunity because we're afraid of what people are going to think. I cannot tell you how many times I've had people look at me kind of funny whenever I just simply smiled at them, or they thought I was weird. I've had so many comments said about simply just my smile. Not even a word is spoken, but I just smiled at them and they thought I was weird for it. They didn't know how to take it. They didn't know what to do with it. They didn't know how to respond. And I think sometimes we have this excitement to share a smile with somebody just to encourage them and let them know that they're seen and they're valued, without even any words. And yet we neglect that opportunity because it's like, what if they think I'm weird? What if they don't like how my smile looks? What if they don't respond in a way that I'm hoping them to? And because of those questions, which make me think a lot of what happened in the Garden of Eden, did God really say? It's like these questions that just prompt us to doubt why we should be bold in encouraging people. And I just want to say, yep, people may think you're weird. People may not like how your smile looks. People may not know how to respond. But that the response of people should never be the determining factor of whether or not you encourage, of whether or not you love well, of whether or not you spread joy. Just be bold. Let your light so shine among all people so that they may simply see your smile and take note of the fact that, maybe there is a God who loves me. You never know how God could use just something so simple, a simple act of boldness, a simple act of encouragement, such as through a smile, to work in the heart of someone to draw them to himself. You never know, which I think is just so cool. And sometimes not only, well, actually, I think that fearing what other people think is being consumed with ourselves. But in addition to just fearing what people think, I think that sometimes we neglect the countless amount of opportunities that we are given to encourage people simply through a smile because we are so consumed with ourselves, whether it's all the things we have on our plate for that day, how busy we are, how we may be feeling. Maybe we're not having the best kind of day. And because we're just so focused on us, I'm so focused on me that I'm blinded to the people around me and I'm blinded to all the opportunities that I am being given to just lift somebody's spirits with a simple smile. And you know, some of you may be feeling that way. You may feel like, Emma, that all sounds awesome, but I am just not feeling that great. I am not having the best kind of day. And I want to share with you that that's so valid. That is so valid. And I hope that your day turns around. I hope you know how loved you are in the midst of having a not so great kind of day. But I want to challenge you with something. I want to challenge you. The next person that you see, doesn't matter if you know them or not, the next person that you see, simply share a smile with them. And I want you to take note of how your spirit is lifted just because for a hot second, you took the attention off of you and focused on how you could refresh somebody just with a simple smile. And that kind of leads me to what I want to encourage you guys with. In Proverbs 11:25, it says, "The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed."
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network and is sponsored in part by
Rothy's could seriously be your new go-to kind of shoe. Rothy's shoes fit so well. They are so comfortable. They come in so many fun styles and some super cool colors. And if they get dirty, don't worry, because with ease, you can wash them. And y'all, if that's not enough, they are made from recycled materials, so they're good for our planet. It's easy, like clear as day, to see why millions of women wear Rothy's shoes every single day. I even have a pair of the sage green Chelsea's. And y'all, I'm so thankful. They are so comfortable, so cute, and they can be worn with so many different outfits and styles. So step up your shoes and accessories this spring and get ready to be asked, "Are those Rothy's?" Plus, get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/Emma. That's rothys.com/Emma. Are you looking to renovate your home or even just redecorate a room? Well, Jenny Kane can help you see that style and vision come to life within your own home. You can find so many aesthetic pieces from furniture to candles to throws. Jenny Kane creates California-inspired classics for any room or any mood. Grounded in natural textures and inviting neutrals, these pieces you'll love coming home to. And not only does Jenny Kane have top-notch home decor, but I even got a pair of Jenny Kane slippers, and no joke, they are the comfiest slippers I have ever had. So create a space that you'll never want to leave, and find the slippers you're never going to want to take off at JennyKane.com. Get 15% off your first order when you use the code EMMA at checkout. That's 15% off your first order when you go to JennyKane.com using the promo code EMMA. When we are generous just with a second of our time to give a smile, when we take the time just to refresh somebody, bring them encouragement by being bold and just saying, "Hey, day, just sharing a smile. It's so cool how we are refreshed, how our spirits are lifted, that we hop in our car after walking on the sidewalk or being in the grocery store and we just shared a smile with somebody and we find ourselves wanting to smile and nobody's around because for a hot second we took the attention off of us, saw a moment to bless somebody, even if it was just with a smile, and it refreshed us. Why? Well, I mean, scripture says that that's going to happen. When we're generous with our time, when we are intentional to refresh other people, it kind of has a boomerang effect and it impacts us in a way that we didn't even know was possible. And that kind of leads to me to a story I wanted to share with y'all. You know those stories that take place in your life that you really never forget and you think back on often, no matter how far removed you are from that season of your life? Well, this is one of them. So I was about to enter into my 10th grade year of high school. I was 16 years old, and the summer before my sophomore year, my family and I moved from Alabama to Arkansas. And I was about to go into a school of 4,500 students. Did not know them. The town had never lived there before. Not even that, but I had never lived in that state before. And guys, I felt so lonely. I was so afraid. I was so afraid of what people were going to think of me. I was so afraid of whether or not I was going to make friends. And I was just consumed with, I was so anxious. In my head and in my heart, I knew that God was faithful. I knew that where He led us, He had gone before us and He was trustworthy there, but everything in my feelings was contradicting what I knew to be true. I felt like so alone and I felt so afraid until the night before my very first day of school. So we've lived there for about a month now, gotten situated in our house, and we're about to start school, and something shifted for me. I realized that I was so consumed with fear because I was so focused on Emma. I was so focused on myself. I was so focused on whether or not I was going to make friends and what people were going to think of me. And because I was so focused on myself, I was afraid. And the night before I started school, I began to pray over the students I had yet to meet. I began to pray over my family. I began to pray over my friends that lived in the other states I'd lived in years prior. I began to just praise God and trust for what I was about to step into. And I could not wait to go meet people. I could not wait to go bless people. I could not wait to see who my new friends were going to be. I could not wait to step foot into that school and let people know how much I love them. And you know what's so interesting is that in that scenario, my circumstances were the same. I was still the new girl. I still didn't know anybody. I was still going into a school of 4,500 students who I had not met. I was still living in a state, in a town I had never, ever lived in before. But my feelings of loneliness and fear shifted to being aware that God was with me and a confident trust in Him. And therefore, I was overjoyed to go refresh other people. And in the midst of that, I myself was refreshed. I was encouraged in the presence of God. I was encouraged in His promises that don't return void. And what am I getting at here is that your circumstance may not be too hot right now. It may not be one that you necessarily hoped you would be in or wished you would be in, but I challenge you to take inventory of where your perspective is, to where your eyes are focusing, because more than likely, if they're focusing on you, and if you are consumed with you, then more than likely, it's going to be hard to walk in refreshment and encouragement and confidence, and it's going to be easy to miss out on the opportunities to bless people around you. It's going to be easy to be blinded to all that you have to be thankful for. It's going to be easy to neglect all of the reasons that you have to smile. And so I want to encourage you, as I'm daily encouraged by my 16-year-old self to do, is to take the focus off of you for a minute and turn your focus on the Lord, that love is not self-seeking. So out of love, look around you and see who you can share a smile with. Out of love, look to the Lord and trust that Where he has you is full of opportunities to bring him glory. I love Hebrews 10:24. This is the verse that I want to leave you with. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. I love this verse so much. I'm going to read it one more time. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And as I was thinking about ways to motivate us to acts of love and good works, I thought about a smile. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter whether you're a guy or a girl, whether you're young or you're old, what your past looks like, where you live, what your day happens to look like right now, what season you happen to be in, whether you're single or you're married. It does not matter whether you have a college degree or you dropped out in middle school. It literally does not matter. You have the ability to smile. And I want to encourage you and motivate you to smile. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Friends, I just have experienced in my own life, and I want you to experience it too, the refreshment and the joy and the encouragement that comes from making the most and being bold, making the most of an opportunity and being bold to simply share a smile with somebody. I love y'all so much. And be sure to head on over to the MMA collection, or if you go to my website, mmamcdaniel.com, you can shop and find this hat there, as well as the Friend of God sweatshirt. And next week is our very last week of this series where we're talking about the message behind the merch and the design, the heart behind the designs. And we have one more item to drop. So stay tuned. We are so excited to share it with you. And to give a little hint, it kind of piggybacks off of today's message. So get excited. I cannot wait to tell y'all about it. If you're watching on YouTube, comment down below how you were encouraged and share it with your people. And this is a great gift idea too. If you're looking for gift ideas, and if you are watching on, or not watching, if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, be sure and download, rate, review, share it with your people, and know that I love you so, so much. And don't be timid with your smile today. I pray blessings and encouragement and a deepening of faith over your life today. Be sure to subscribe, rate, give reviews, and go share this episode with all of your people so that we can continue to build our community and build our faith. Thank you for tuning in to the Have You Heard podcast, and don't forget how awesome you are.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.